Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Oh yeah! It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner
Rob Parker.
We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And we are here on a funky flashback Friday. Hell DJ yeah. Alex Tyshirt, as always, on the ones and twos. And you can bring funk now. We don't have to play Christmas songs.
Oh, I missed
even
it.
Even though you made it, you made the holiday songs funky. But now you can do your thing and dig in the crates. But it's an NFL wild card weekend coming up, of course. And we're going to talk plenty of NFL. Got some great guests, too. A celebrity corner at the bottom of the hour. All I'm going to say is this. It's a hip-hop legend. All right? It is a hip-hop legend. Rob probably never heard of him because he's into groups like Cheap
he
Trick.
He went to my school. What are you talking about?
Did he?
Yes.
He's from Long Island.
He went to Southern Connecticut State University. Oh, you
okay,
have some nerve.
What?
Southern you don't even know who he is. You don't even know who he is. He went to
Southern
SCSU.
Connecticut Tech Community College.
No, that's not
North.
The name of it. Southern Connecticut State University
North.
In New Haven, Connecticut.
North.
One of the greatest college towns. One of the greatest
really?
College towns in this country.
Well, then why do you always claim Columbia?
I went to Columbia too.
Why does the intro say one went to an Ivy League school other than one went to a Division II school in the south side of Connecticut?
What?
Why don't you say that?
Well, we don't have enough. We had that in there, but yeah. It didn't fit. Columbia was just a cleaner, easier fit.
Right.
Ivy League, you know what I'm saying? And it was to one-up you that you didn't go to Ivy League.
Hey, Oberlin College.
That ain't no Ivy League.
Oberlin College is a Midwest Ivy.
It ain't no such thing.
It's a Midwest
It's a
Ivy.
Poison Ivy is what it is. That's when you went to a poison Ivy.
All right.
You got some nerve. You don't know who he is.
Do you?
I just
Do
told you?
You. What group was he with then?
EPMD.
All right.
But But I want you to ask him.
Did you jam the EPMD,
Yes,
though?
I did.
I know you were older when they came out.
I want you to ask him what school did he go to. They went to Southern Connecticut.
Southern Connecticut Institute of Technology.
Like, I know what it ain't.
Community College North.
Don't diss my school. We had top shelf rappers coming out of New Haven, Connecticut.
What? Right. Go ahead and introduce the Odd Couple crew.
That's
so,
right.
So we can get to it and I can smash you in these debates.
And you see how fiery I've already done two
already?
Shows today. 6 hours on the
Hold
board.
On,
I'm going up to
stop
nine.
It.
9 hours.
Stop it.
Hey,
Hold
I'm
on.
The radio god.
Rob
the king
Parker.
Of radio. I'm the king of all media. All
right, look.
I just did 6 hours and I crushed everybody who I had this morning. I'm going to crush you. It'll be 3 for 3, the hat trick.
I would have let it slide. I was going to let it slide. But because you started bragging about
what?
How hard I work, the hardest working man in show business,
Rob
I'm
Parker.
Mr. Dynamite like James Brown. If you hadn't have gone there, I wouldn't have called you out. But now I've got to call your bluff, Rob Parker. Talking about how hard you work.
What?
Yeah. Okay, this week you're doing 3 shows a day, and I applaud. That's a hard week. That is a hard week. But here's the problem.
Here we go.
Here's the problem. You just took 10 days off to go to Antarctica, and in a month or two, you're taking another 10 days off to go on a freaking Golden Girls cruise. So don't give me the braggadocia. Don't tell me about how hard you work when every other month you're taking a week and a half off. And it ain't even for fun stuff.
It is fun, the Golden Girls cruise.
Antarctica?
Just wait and see. When I come back, I might have Miss Parker
Girls
with me.
The Golden Girls cruise?
You're going to get seasick pretty soon, Rob.
Everybody there is going to be as old as your mom. Oh, wow. Would have been. Seriously. Wow. I mean, am I wrong?
No, there'll be young girls there. The honeymoon.
Working the
Golden Girls. They're working. I might meet somebody.
Working the midnight buffet?
I might meet somebody who's working on the ship. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. He's going to rip
so
me
stop it.
Because
stop
I work
it with
so
the
hard
work.
And I want to take a week
I'm
off
steady.
To go on a...
I just do my job every day. I don't take off every 2 months.
You don't
months.
You know you take off every week.
Really? I worked last week. Christmas week, I worked. TV and radio.
No, you did like one day. I was here
I
every night.
I did 4 days of TV and radio.
All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. Alex and I both know, because we're here all the time.
That's right, Rob.
I do sense DJ Tyshire sliding a little.
To my side?
A little.
Well, because we bonded. We work together all the time.
I haven't heard the champ is here in a long time.
Hey, Chris, have you seen these Jordans yet?
Oh, see? Oh,
wow.
That's what it is.
Wow. All right, here we go. All right, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. Wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Gavin, of course, is our producer, filling in for Rob G today. Alex, our engineer. Steve DeSager's at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. And our social media guru, Elijah, is here as well. They're all on the other side of the glass. Come on, Chris Broussard, on this funky flashback Friday. Let's kick some ass.
Let's do it. And speaking of kicking tail,
we're in church now. That was Wednesday.
Brothers. New England Patriots. I'm not going to share my pick yet, but they play Tennessee, and I think that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick might have something up their sleeve for these upstart Tennessee Titans. But here's the deal.
Hey, Gavin, I'll say this real quick. Check out our pigskin picks all year about football. So
you
Chris,
did well this year. I had the Super Bowl hangover. I won. I'm the only one with a ring.
We only had the show for a year.
I won the inaugural.
Not as much as I beat you this year. I beat you like a drum.
First of all, that's not true.
I beat you like a drum
last year. You were horrible last year.
I still was over 50%. I wasn't below 50. You're below 50, Chris.
It doesn't matter. A running total. An L is an L.
A running total right now.
An L is an L.
What is it?
56-33-1 for Rob.
Hey, 56-33.
Chris. What percentage is that?
It's not as good as it's not as bad as
actually,
this. 36
I can do my math. That's 56%, right? Yeah.
36-53-1 is you. Chris.
I was 60.
What was Chris?
I was 60.
36.
I was 64% last year.
We talking about this year. That's old news, Chris.
I got the record. Not only do I have a ring, no, but I have the record.
You don't have no record. Stop.
I have the Odd Couple record for picks. So until you do something like that, stop it.
You want something else.
Stop it!
Chris is
right?
Amazing. Like, what? Like the way he could talk himself into feeling good about himself.
Rob!
He stunk up the joint. He was the original Freddie Bathrooms this year.
Hey, Muhammad Ali took a few L's, but he still was what? The greatest. In fact, it's a perfect time, Alex.
No, oh, God.
It's a perfect time. If you hadn't played it, I really would have been like, hold up. Those Jordans definitely bought his soul.
I'll what? Put it this way. Rob came in second last year. But he won 11 games more than you
yes,
did this year.
Thank
but
you.
Hold on.
Thank you.
Gavin,
thank you.
I was 64% last year. Rob is 56%.
You weren't
that's
that.
Nothing to write home about. 56%? You
Chris,
were pedestrian.
You were like 30-something percent. What
this
was
year,
it?
This year, I had the Super Bowl hangover.
You got to right? wear it,
I celebrated
Chris.
Okay.
Wear it.
Too all much. Right,
let's go.
I took you lightly. And with good reason. I took
I've been
you
covering
lightly.
The NFL since
next
1986.
Year, yeah. Next year, I'm coming hard. All right, here's the deal. This could be Tom Brady's last game with the New England Patriots. And many people, many plugged-in reporters are saying it will be whenever they lose. That'll be his last game. The question, Rob, is should it be? And I say no.
I say absolutely it should be the last game.
Of course you do. You've been saying that for 5 years.
And it's a combination of things, the reason why. A, I think the Patriots should move on, but I also believe that Tom Brady should move on. They gave him a bogus contract with no guaranteed money in the final 2 years. He's never gotten paid what he deserves, and I'm talking about as being that quarterback that's won 6 championships. And they never took that extra money that Tom Brady was helping out the roster, and they never brought in guys to help him bolster up his offense to help Tom Brady. So why stick around? go get paid, go get a nice contract. You got a beautiful house in Southern California. Your wife is out here for her modeling, do all that. Come to the Chargers, get away from Bill Belichick and the Patriots, and you know what? Try to beat Peyton Manning and win another championship elsewhere so people will know and your legacy will Tom Brady was not a system quarterback
who benefited off of Bill Belichick. He's the GOAT to everybody on earth except you. And you calling him a system quarterback. It's system quarterback? Bill Belichick has coached 7 seasons without Tom Brady. Guess how many times he made the playoffs? Once. Even in New England. Don't give me, the Browns were horrible. No, it wasn't just the Browns.
He should have had another one. He had 11 wins when Brady was hurt.
Did they make the playoffs?
No, they didn't, but they were 11-5.
It's not about the best. It's about making the playoffs. And they haven't done the year
so
before.
So Dak didn't make the playoffs this year. That means it's bad, right?
Yeah, it was bad.
Dak was bad this year.
The year before. Don't try to deflect.
What?
Brady took over, Belichick won 5 games in New England. And then the season when he took over, Belichick had a losing record when Brady took over. Brady has been excellent. If anybody's been carried, and I think he's the GOAT as well, it's been Belichick. And so Brady has nothing to prove. Now, I will say this. You go to the Chargers, you got better receivers. Keenan Allen.
They got a squad.
You got a squad. And that's my point to New England. Don't be so – look. This reminds me, Bill Belichick, all the talk about he wants to prove it without Brady. He wants to move on. Guess who else wanted to move on? Jerry Krause and Jerry Reinsdorf in Chicago.
They wanted to move on
from Michael and Phil Jackson. How'd that work out?
Do you remember when –
don't be so quick to kill a dynasty. Michael, get some skilled players in there that are top flight and pair them with the older Tom Brady.
Michael said he wanted Phil Jackson to come back. The first thing the Bulls did was say, we're not re-signing Phil Jackson. So they basically told Michael, we don't care.
Right.
Remember that?
And you know why?
Right.
Because they wanted to show – it's not all about Michael. We can do it. And that's what Belichick seems, at least according to reports, that a lot of people say he seems bent on that. Let me show I can do it without Tom. No, do it with Tom. And Tom, look, again, the Chargers would have some receivers for him, but still, it's different. You're comfortable in New England. You're comfortable with the system.
You're going to be in
trouble,
Chris.
You get some top flight receivers in there to help him. And I think they can still be a factor.
You were all in on Dak. He couldn't make it.
I'm still all in on Dak.
You're all in on Tom.
I'm not off Dak.
About this year. I'm just saying.
He didn't even have a bad season, but winning-wise, he had a bad season.
He didn't beat anybody. Yeah,
But he has in his career.
But this will be it with Tom Brady. I think I'm saying for both parties, for Bill Belichick, there's obvious tension between the two.
They were saying that last year.
No, there's tension now. And if you could,
before they won the Super Bowl, remember all that?
You could poo-poo that Tom Brady putting his house up for sale and his trainer and all that. He's out of New England. People don't do that. That's like when LeBron bought his other house here. You knew he was on his way here. And Tom Brady's on his way.
I'm not saying he should be.
All right,
I'm not saying he's not out. I'm not going to, I believe the reporting out there. I'm just saying they should think both sides need to reevaluate and say, you know what? It's not that bad. You know, when you're married and your marriage is having trouble, you're always looking elsewhere.
Who you telling?
But here's the thing with many divorced people. This is some marriage counseling for me. I've been married 24 years. You bring the same issues that you got into your next relationship. And, it's all nice and great for, at first, because every relationship is like that at first.
The first 3 months you spend,
issues,
it's so good.
They might be different issues in your next marriage, but they're going to be issues. They're going to be issues in every relationship.
Yeah, but sometimes, and Chris, I respect that you got 24 years on the books. I mean, I know it ain't easy. But there are situations and circumstances where things are so bad and you're not happy.
I'm not saying that's
the
case.
Sometimes.
But I don't think this is New England. Is New England that bad?
I never thought I would be divorced. I didn't when I got married.
Of course you didn't.
I really didn't. I never went into it like that. I told you this before. Mike's wife is the only woman I said I love you to. Because I never took it for a granted. Because
you were mean.
No, I just didn't. I would always just have something else to say.
You were mean.
That's not
mean. You were mean. mean?
I was trying to be respectful, not to gas these women up. Like, you know, guys will tell them anything.
Listen to the player.
What? I'm just trying to say.
You know, I had women. They was all on me. No, you know, I ain't want to mislead them. I mean, by the hundreds, they were stacked up. Listen to me.
I said, you know what?
Parker.
You could either stand outside Will Chamberlain's door or my door. Either one. Just line up.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Oh, my God.
Time now for The Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
All right, this week it's a special guest, an absolute legend in hip-hop. If you don't know this man, you don't know hip-hop. Just stop acting like you know rap music and hip-hop. He is a rapper and producer extraordinaire from the legendary group EPMD, none other than the great Eric Sermon. Eric, welcome to the show.
Yo, what's up?
Creep it up, yo. What's happening, brother? It's great to have you on, man. And Rob wants to say something to you.
You know I do. First of all, I'm from Jamaica, Queens, and I went to Southern Connecticut State University just like you guys did. Didn't you go there?
Paris went there, but I was up there with him all the time.
Yep, up in New Haven. See, I knew there was a connection there.
Hey, yo, you know what, yo? Paris played quarterback in high school, went to New Haven. He didn't get to start quarterback, but he was a kicker at that college.
At Southern Connecticut, yep.
So were you guys, were you in Paris or you yourself, were you guys athletes coming up?
Well, I played basketball. Paris played football, in high school.
How's your hoop game?
Oh, no, I was good. I used to shoot a way, way long shot before the three-point was like – famous. I had a long shot, and people knew that I was going to shoot far. They knew that for me.
So you were just born into the wrong era. You would have been training threes nowadays.
I was running threes, Chris. I ain't gonna lie to you. Hands down, though, yo, you and Rob, I swear, man, when it comes to sports and y'all speak, not because you're on the phone, y'all speak way truth, man, all the time. And I know that Chris sometimes is hard on people.
I hear Chris, yo.
And Rob don't care neither. Chris Woody doesn't care about people.
Hey, we got to tell you. You know we're going to keep it 100 all the time.
I know.
That's right, bro. That's right. Now, let me quickly, before we get all into the sports, your last album, Vernia, am I pronouncing it right? Vernia is named after your grandmother, right?
It's called Vernia. Yeah.
Vernia, I'm sorry. Yeah. You had Shaq on there. And I listened to some of it. It's a nice album, too, but you had Shaq on there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, because, you know, I produced Shaq's first album. The first album was outstanding.
Yeah.
Shaq was platinum back then. So I was already friends with him back then. Then I produced on the second album, though, too, with the RZA. And Biggie Smalls rapped on that album, the second album, though, too. So Shaq was always a friend, and I always was rapping with him back then. So I called him one day and said, yo, you want to rap? He said, sure I do. So I stopped the record.
So that's dope, because some of Shaq's success was the production was awesome.
But I remember him. Was that before Fushnikins, or when was that?
That was before
that,
right?
It was right after Fushnikins. Fushnikins was the first one to do a Shaq record.
I remember that.
And once he heard that Shaq and rap on beat, then, because a lot of producers, like Premier, turned Shaq down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, Primo, I had to tell people what you did.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you this, because I know you kept up with the battle Shaq had with Damian Lillard. Dame Dollar. So what? Right? I had the game.
You knew
were coming on the Odd Couple, we was gonna put you on the hot seat.
So who won that? Dame Lillard or Shaq?
Yo, let me give you the short story. So you know Shaq D stays a lot, right? So 11:00 p.m. y'all, my DM goes on, right? And it's Shaq. So Shaq like, yo, you hit the battle? I'm like, yeah. He says, you know, what you think? I'm like, you're you. Like,
that's all you said?
Right. You ain't give him.
That's like a woman. Do I look fat?
Right.
Wait. Listen, Damon is nice as hell, but I just told people, like, yo, he opened the door. So at the end of the day, if it's not real beef, you have to respect that Shaq opened the door for you. So that's all
right,
I'm saying.
Right, right. And I thought in that battle, like you said, Damon is a nice, I mean, his flow and everything is great.
Nah, he's dope. He's new.
Yeah, Shaq had some punchlines, though.
The one punchline that could have been just okay was the fact, like, yo, I opened the door for you. So no matter what, at the end of the day, that holds weight.
Yep. Now, you are, like you said, a big-time NFL and NBA fan. Lamar Jackson, I know you're high on him. You think he's changing the NFL?
I think that the comment that y'all made, and not to be on the side of what black and white is, but I think that you see how many African-American quarterbacks we have now, and you see that the change of the landscape of looking like Lamar Jackson, the forest, even when Russell, I mean, you got to go back to Vic first, but he was the first thing that we seen, like you watching LeBron James at the Freak of Nature. Vic was that too, but now we seeing Lamar as a Vic, but now it's a bunch of hims. The Patrick Mahomes, everybody coming, Deshaun Jack, everybody's coming at that position has to run and also throw in the pocket if possible. So, you know, I just see it being as it changed because of the quickness and where it's at now with us.
Yeah, that's true.
How about your love for the Lakers? And when you look at the Lakers this year, LeBron and AD, and then you look at the Clippers with Kawhi and Paul George, you still like the Lakers better than the Clippers when we talk about winning a championship?
Okay, Rob, this is what I'm saying, though, too. As y'all watch the game, no lie, man, me watching the game, watching Kawhi, like, I knew he was dangerous, but not like that, though.
Right.
Like, he has no fear of no LeBron or AD. And it just depends on, you know what, I'm going to keep it 100. If they don't have a bench to go along with the bench of Clippers, it's going to be a problem for the Lakers to win. With just those two people.
I agree with that. Because the Lakers bench is, I mean, the Clippers bench, they're 10 deep. And the Lakers bench is going to have to be able to match up with them.
And listen, I'm a big fan of Rondo. Like when I watching Boston as a point guard, of what he was able to do, and people keep saying he's not a scorer. No, he scored with Boston. And the coach this year gave him the reins to shoot threes this year, too. So at the end of the day, don't sleep on Rondo as far as him being the point guard that without Kuzma, he can make a run in the playoffs. Look what he did with New Orleans. When New Orleans was there.
That's when they had their best run. Their best run was with Rondo.
He got hurt.
So
don't sleep on that. And Danny Green, knowing that too. But Kuzma, if he step up, then maybe it might be a problem. But until then, the Clippers is just stronger. You're right. They have, of course, a 6 man a year and not a 7 man a year with homeboy. So I think, to me, it's hard to beat them.
Eric, we got about 30 seconds left.
Okay, go ahead.
It shouldn't take long to answer this, but the Knicks. I'm sure you're a Knicks fan, man. What is wrong with this team, man?
It's not gonna. They gotta get rid of homeboy.
Dolan, the owner. Dolan, it's tough when he's the owner.
once he goes. And we get somebody who knows, like, you know, knows how to go shot for people the whole night, then the Knicks would be okay. But
all
not
right.
now. Not with
all
him.
Right.
Never
all right.
with him.
Hey,
never.
The great Eric Sermon, man. We appreciate having you on, brother. And stay
hey, listen,
in touch.
Yo, listen, I got to come there live because I can't get no props with a picture. I don't have a picture with
Are you ever in L.A.? When you're in L.A., let us know.
Hey, Chris, you know how this go. Yo, Rob, you know, too, like, that Instagram pic is problem.
All right, hey.
We'll get that changed.
Hey, that's right. And come out to L.A. and come hang out with us for an hour in the studio.
Get the number, too. We're going to stay in touch, E.
Okay, love, y'all.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on Twitter and the gram. All right, at the bottom of the hour, our man, love having him on the show. He's an NFL vet. Also, right here at Fox Sports Radio, you can hear him Sundays with Dan Beyer from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. None other than Ephraim Salaam, so we'll bring him in. It's always fun with him, so stay tuned for that in less than 28 minutes. But we're going to go back to the NFL for this segment.
This is a little shocking story, a little bit, right?
It is. I didn't expect to see this because, let's face it, Rob, all we hear about, and understandably so because it is in a great place, is how the NFL is booming,
the
right?
The TV ratings have picked up. You remember they had the little lull a couple years ago. Things weren't going well. People weren't watching. And now the numbers are back to where they were, even better.
And there's always a lot of talk. Like this year, you hear the NBA ratings are down.
Right.
There's always talk about baseball's not what it used to be in terms of popularity. You never hear that about football. But this story that came out today says that the NFL attendance this year hit a 15-year low.
So we're talking about going back to 2004. That's a long time.
That is a long. I mean, as big as football was then, it wasn't quite where it is now, right?
No.
I mean, football seems bigger than ever.
No,
it dominates.
It's bigger
everything.
Now the last 10 years to me, and because the NFL's turned into a football show. We talk about it all the time, Chris, when we talk about economics and pro sports. The reason NBA, all these leagues are doing so well financially is the best thing on television are live sporting events.
Right.
People don't watch
TV. That's the only appointment television.
Right.
Now.
Everything
else. I don't have to show up. I don't have to be in front of my TV at 8 o'clock
on Thursday night or whatever. Whatever show.
I can tape it, watch it
later.
Or
they'll let me watch all the episodes at one time and I can binge watch the whole season.
Are you watching anything right now?
No.
I am.
What are you watching?
The Godfather of Harlem.
Okay, how's that?
It's excellent.
Really?
Yeah.
So are you binge watching or watching it every week when they left?
No, I'm I'm not binge watching one or two days, but I am. Like, two nights ago, I watched two episodes.
So you'll watch more than
last night, I watched one. So I'll be done in a week.
Right.
You know,
so that.
But it's real good.
But yeah, so sports is the only appointment television.
Yes.
And advertisers flock to it because they know people aren't fast-forwarding through the commercials. They're watching the game. They got eyeballs. They pay top dollar. You know it.
Yep.
But people now in the NFL, like I always said, the NFL is a TV show now. Now people are staying away.
Well, let me give them some of the numbers.
Yeah, please.
Obviously, more people are watching the NFL, as you said, on TV.
Right.
But fewer people are watching it in person. And this is according to the Sports Business Daily. The NFL averaged 66,648 fans at home games this year. That's the lowest since 2004. Cowboys led the league for the 11th straight season.
And Jerry World has, what, almost 100,000 seats?
Yeah, 90,929, so basically 91,000.
Right.
But overall, the league's, obviously, their average has dropped, and it's the lowest it's been in 15 years.
And they say 15 teams saw a decline.
Here's the thing, Rob. Now, you know this. I mean, this goes back, what, 10, 15, maybe 15 years ago. I remember hearing stuff like, in 25 years, in 30 years, they're going to be playing NFL games in front of studio audiences. Have you heard that, right?
Yeah, like wrestling. It would turn into wrestling. Where
you said, a TV show, a studio.
TV show, studio audience, and you might not have to worry about 50,000 people showing up, and you open it up, it might be
1,000 people or whatever, if that, and they play the game, but everybody's mainly watching on television,
and then they pump in the noise and all that, you know, like you do a show.
One of the big things, though, is that I think is hurting attendance. And first of all, let me say this, let's back up. I would hate that. I don't want to see the NFL as
a TV show.
I like the live games. Now, will they have to make some of the stadiums smaller? I don't know. But I like the live games. But here's the deal.
I love going to live events.
I love going to an NFL game and sitting in the stands. There's nothing like it.
We've done it before.
Especially if you've got great seats. Right.
We've done it before.
But here's the deal. One of the big things that's killing well, I wouldn't say killing football, but I think one of the reasons why you have more fans opting to watch it on television rather than going to the stadium is fantasy football. And let's face it, fantasy football is largely responsible for the growth and popularity of the NFL.
Right, because it's always – it was before that gambling became legal nationally. Right. People – you can look at it either way. People are trying to say it's not gambling. It is. There's a money pot at the end, Chris. There's some financial gain.
But even even if there weren't, even if you're in a league where there's
right,
no money.
But there usually is a pot or something. And I'm not saying it makes it more interesting. So people are following their players, whatnot.
And if you are really in fantasy football, do you want to be at a game in the stadium basically checking your phone? Or do you want to be at home? Where nowadays, like DirecTV, you can watch 8 games at once. You can watch 4 games at once. You may have 2 televisions, and you're just watching 2 at one time. But you can keep track of all of the games.
There's red zone.
I'll watch. I don't do the 8, but I'll do the 4 at once. And like on one TV, I'll have 4 games. Then maybe on my computer, I'll have 1 game that I'm watching. And I'm paying attention to all of them. But, you know, sometimes I like watching one game. If there's a few of the games will be the big games. And I'll pay attention to those. But, I watch more than one game at once a lot of times.
Now, I'm going to admit, I'm old school. So there are a lot of games on, Chris. I usually try to pick out the games that I really want to watch. I've never watched Red Zone. Never.
Never.
And I'm not talking about
Red Zone's not bad. I don't watch it religiously.
Some people do, and that's all they
watch.
I want to watch a full football game. Yeah, I want to see defense and offense. I'm not just trying to see when somebody's in the red zone to score. That's not football. There are plays made, all kinds of other things. So I just like to watch those games. And then what I do, if I watch on a Sunday, 3 games, right? Because I might watch an early game, watch the afternoon game, and then a Sunday night, okay, or something like that. So I watch 3 full games. And then the other ones I watch – on ESPN.com or one of these other NFL.com, and they'll have synopsis of the game video, not just the scoring plays, but big plays in the game. And then you watch another 10 or 12 minutes of the game, and I get a real feel for it, Chris. I could read the story. I could go through the box scores, and I really feel like, okay, I know what happened in that game, and I saw it.
That's fair.
And that's usually how I do it to do my research. I don't just flip around 8 games and not feel like I watch one full one at all. Right. I watch the bits and pieces of a lot, but I never watched the full game.
I do like to watch games in their entirety. So I get where you're coming from. I kind of do both, but back and forth. But I think that's a big reason why fans are staying away, because as great as the experience is at the ballpark or at the field, the stadium, if you need to pay attention, and a lot of people are in 7 leagues, 8 leagues, 12 leagues. I don't know how in the world they do it.
How many leagues are you in?
None.
None.
I haven't played fantasy football since 1994.
Are you ready?
And I played 1 year. That was it.
Never played.
Never. I get it.
And people have asked me to be in their leagues forever, and it's no disrespect to it, or I don't respect it. It's not that. We're so busy, Chris. I'm serious.
I'm with you.
And then they're like, well, it'd be good for you because, then you could keep up with the players. They're like, that's my job. I do keep up with what's going on. I don't need fantasy football for me to enjoy football or for me to follow football. I already follow football.
Well, it also made – the 1 year I did it – now, granted, when I was doing it, you kept stats by hand.
Right. Now, 94, where were you then?
94,
you,
I was in Akron. I was a high school reporter in
Akron.
Okay,
now that makes sense.
Akron. I was working for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, but working in the Akron, Ohio area. LeBron James was a little tyke back then. But anyway, it made for strange rooting interest. I remember it was like you're not pulling for a particular team. You're just caring about what your player does. You know what I mean? You didn't care so much about who wins.
Right. None of that matters for you.
Yeah, right. So it was odd. I didn't really like that because I like to watch a game and
you
pull
like to,
for the team.
Right, on the team you want to see win. It's like, oh, okay, my team lost, but I'm okay. I just got 20 points.
Right.
I'm like, what?
Right.
Yeah. My running back and I got this team's defense. And I'd be like, really?
Yeah. But my thing is this, Rob. I wonder if this trend is going to continue. Because, again, the NFL is more popular than ever. It dominates all the TV and radio talk shows.
And here's the other part, too. Tickets are expensive. This is not like the one thing about, and you know the NBA tickets are expensive because there's not that many games. NFL is not that many. Baseball, you could get a $20 ticket and you could take your family. It ain't the end of the world. You don't have to buy a $100 ticket, even though they are available.
Right.
But I think NFL tickets are expensive too, Chris, and I think that stops people. I'm going to pay $175 for a ticket, $20 to park, $11 beer.
I was just talking to a friend who said he went to a game. I won't name him, and unless he wants me to name him, give him a little love.
Who's
little
that?
Pub.
Is that Gavin? Oh, I'm sorry.
Gavin, tell us about your recent experience.
Where'd you go?
I went to a preseason game.
Preseason.
Now, you need to be flogged for going to a preseason. And you paid money for that?
Wait till this. You hear this?
We didn't even get in the stadium when we spent $100 on parking.
$100 to park for a preseason game?
Yes, and my girlfriend had a broken foot, so we couldn't walk a mile or whatever it was to go to the free parking lot that was miles away. So, yeah, $100 for the parking at Chargers Park, StubHub, Dignity, whatever.
You know what I would have done? I would have drove my girlfriend as close to the stadium as possible, dropped her off, drove to the free lot, have her take it. We could take an Uber back to the car after the game, or you wait here, baby. I'll go get the car. You know, whatever.
I almost had to sign up for Uber to pay for that.
For $100
right,
to pay for.
That is unbelievable. But think about that. And if I can sit at home, watch the game on my 50-inch television.
Go to the bathroom whenever you want. Drink free beer.
Right. I mean, seriously. Like, I get it. And, again, I don't want to see it. I want to see 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people in the stands packed. But I don't know. Is this the wave of the future? Is this a sign of the future?
Sign of the times.
Or is it an aberration?
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. That's money, folks. So visit geico.com for a free rate quote. All right, we'll have our man Lamar Mitchell. For all of you bettors out there, you're going to be betting on Wild Card Weekend. The MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director Lamar Mitchell will join us in about 28 minutes. So you definitely want to stay locked in for that, but we're going to stick with the NFL, obviously. Big wild card weekend coming up. But the big news all week has been the soap opera in Dallas. And isn't that amazing? They're done. You're not playing, and you still are dominating the airwaves.
Well, because nobody else is intending to fire a coach but holds on to him 5-6 a week after the season's over. It just doesn't make any sense. And then to try to act like you're trying to soften the blow. Chris, if they don't renew your contract, guess what? You're done. You've been fired. You can call it whatever you want. You've been fired.
I'm with you, Rob. Like, look.
There's no soft soaking in it.
Well, all the reports are that they're doing it out of respect, and this is about the love. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. I get that. And I think that's nice. However, it's gotten to a point where now I think it's gone from a show of respect to the appearance. They don't mean it this way, but now I think it's starting to embarrass Jason Garrett. Not him, I'm not saying he's embarrassed, but from us looking at him, now it's making him look like a pitiful figure.
Right.
Like,
I agree.
Like he's made of China. He's
like,
made
oh
of
my
crystal.
God,
like, oh, he's going to fall apart if he gets fired.
That,
and here's the worst thing.
That ginger hair is going to turn gray once
right.
we let him go.
I mean, here's the worst thing. All these leaks are coming out that he's done. That, oh, this doesn't mean he's staying. Don't get it twisted. He's still going to be fired. They're still going to get a new coach. If the leaks weren't there, then I'd be like, okay, this is all right. But you're keeping him on. You're letting him dangle and twist in the wind. And we all know because of the leaks that he's done.
Here's
so
the other.
Now it's looking embarrassing. It's like the girl who's dating the guy, and she's still they're still technically going together.
But she's
but
seeing
everybody
other people.
Knows she's seeing other guys.
Here's the other part too that is in the realm about this guy's future, Chris. If he doesn't have a spot in their front office or a job, the longer they hold on to him too and not let him know, he's missing out on the job openings if he did want to go interview.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
But there's other jobs out there. The Giants might not wait another week. Somebody might come along. Giants' job is gone. Brown's job is gone. I'm just saying.
Right.
And then they release him on January 14th, and they've already interviewed all these people, and they're like, well, you know, you're kind of late to the party.
Right.
And we already got a guy.
I agree.
So that how are you helping him?
You're not. He's a big boy. I mean, honestly, it's gotten to a point where now, Rob, unless you keep him in some capacity in the organization, some major capacity, then you've done him a disservice at this point.
I'm 100% with you.
Make everybody look silly. Make all the people, the reporters, everybody that's said he's done. You got to now make him look silly and keep him or something because it's looking bad.
I don't even think Jerry can do that. Just with
he
the
shouldn't.
Way. No, and with the way that the year went by. Remember, he hasn't made the playoffs 7 out of 10 years. Chris, people were talking about when they signed Ezekiel Elliott before the season started, right? Oh, the Cowboys, the
That's
Super Bowl
when I
run.
That's my pick.
Right?
Sadly, I changed it from New Orleans to Dallas.
Because you thought, okay, right, yeah. They got their guy, you know, they got everything together, and you were looking good in the beginning. They were 3-0, 4-1, right? Should have won the division. Everything kind of fell apart when they got into a tougher part of the schedule, and now you look and go, what are you doing? Like, you should be turning the page and moving forward, going on to the next thing.
Yeah, it is starting to make Garrett look pitiful. It really is. And I said it, you kind of went off on me, but I appreciated the human element initially. I think I said it on Tuesday. Like, okay, showing some respect.
But he's still out, though.
Right, that's the problem. And where are these leaks coming? They're coming from within the organization. They're coming from people that talked to Jerry Jones. I doubt they're coming from him. I doubt, but maybe they are even coming
from
him.
What, from Jason Garrett?
Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah. No, they could be.
But that would be even worse. If he's whispering to reporters on the side off the record, hey, he's gone.
He's gone.
But I'm trying to show him some respect. No, you're not showing. If you want to show him respect, make sure nobody says a word about Jason Garrett. And the best way to do that is you aren't telling people.
Right. And to just make this thing as swift and easy and smooth, and this is not the way to do it, by hanging on to a guy. Who cares, Chris, if his contract ends on January 14th? Really? What are you accomplishing by doing that? And then saying, well, you know, his contract is expired.
Right, everybody knows he was fired.
Yes.
Letting it expire, it's the same thing.
Same exact deal.
Come on. Yeah, it's just baffling. And on the one hand, you can appreciate Jerry's, you know, the loyalty, the love, whatever. But this is a business. He didn't get wealthy by playing it soft.
No, not at all. He ruled with an iron fist.
Right. You fired freaking Tom Landry.
Came in, man. You remember that, Chris.
I was shocked.
The news, it was shocking.
Disrespectful.
It was disrespectful, right? Right. And it was like, dude, pack your stuff and get out.
Tom Landry.
Yep.
For those young bucks, he was a legend. Is a legend.
And two
Super Bowls.
And that was it. And they threw Tom Landry out. And then everybody like was wishing ill will for Jerry and Jimmy Johnson. You know what I mean? The whole thing when it got started. And then all of a sudden, they started winning. They became a dynasty. They won 3 out of 4. And nobody mentioned Tom Landry after that again.
Right, right. And you hear a lot of people now saying, Rob, that, look, Troy Aikman said it, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but Jerry won. There's a formula Jerry has to win, and it's to go and get a great college coach and let him coach.
But you said the big problem. You're right, because he did that with Jimmy Johnson, and Jimmy won 2 of those 3 titles. Barry Switzer took his team.
Yep, with Jerry's, right? With Jimmy's people.
Right,
yep.
And won the third one. But Chris, I'm just not convinced that this late in the game, Jerry Jones, who's already in the Hall of Fame, already has three championships. He could point his finger at other owners who haven't even sniffed
it.
But the bottom line is he wants to win his way. He wants to be able to say, I put it together. I'm the GM. Everything comes through my desk, and I did this. I put it together. I did it my way.
Right.
That's what he wants to cap off his career.
Right. Because he got three the other way. He's like, that doesn't give me a thrill. I got three that way.
Yep.
I want it my way. But here's what Jerry has to understand. I've been saying it all week. You'll get credit. Even if it's just you hired the right people.
Step aside.
You will get credit. Right? Robert Kraft gets credit. Peter Holt in San Antonio gets credit.
I thought Robert Kraft paid for that. No, it's going credit.
Look at you. You still dying to see that tape, aren't you? Aren't you?
What? If the tape came out, I would watch it.
We want to know.
You would watch it?
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.